see now. Of course, one of them coming live from the convention, although the morning broadcast also took us to the convention. Then join with us right now. Still $815 to go. We can do this together, folks. We have a minute. 800-222-9739. 2025-889-739, WPFWFM.org are the ways to connect with us. You can also use Cash App, $WPFWFM to get it done. Whatever it takes, please make that call that makes a difference. Support a second hour of Democracy Now!, $815 to go. You can keep the calls coming as we move on. Now you are in tune to WPFW Washington, and To Heal DC with Joni Eisenberg is up next. Stay tuned.
Start to turn it around.
So I say to you young folks, you got a big job. You have an important job. You haven't got much time. You young folks in America are going to have to write the history. A lot of people get uptight. Don't like your long hair, don't like the way you dress. What you young folks have been doing, that noise, that sound, might be the lady done.
True love.
Don't let them stop this true revolution. You have the power. So money is not power. Information is power. The day you was born, all the wisdom and knowledge that ever was and ever will be, you was born with.
This is a freedom song meant to go around the world. Critical time everywhere in the world. Wake up, cause we stand at war. Please ask yourself, what are you living for? So you say you're a no-limit soldier, but you're living off the lies that they told you about what and who you are. You ain't never been a thug, you was born a star. With all the ice and the platinum chains, has a new name. Willie Lynch gets to win again. Every time we hurt each other for material ends. Baby girl, your body not for sure. The money you give can't feed your soul. Don't you know you hold the world in your hands? So change the game, respect yourself, the world will fall.
Glory, glory,
not a thug.
Feel the fire.
You are special. You are somebody.
And welcome to Heal DC. This is Joni Eisenberg, and we have a packed show today for you. We are going to be talking about Black August, number one, which is going to be permeating much of what we talk about. Also, the Democratic National Convention and Gaza. And then we have a breaking news story at 10:30 for a few moments talking about how and the fact that the FBI arrested Trayon White yesterday. We're going to be talking about all those issues today with our wonderful guest. Of course, you just heard Ianna Gregory and Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory left us physically but remains with us. He departed August 17th, I think it was 2017. And, of course, he's still with us all the time, very much a part of the WPFW family. We have two wonderful guests with us today who really need no introduction, but we will definitely introduce Dr. Gerald Horn, who is an American historian, author of over 40 books, holds the John and Rebecca Moore's Chair of History at the University of Houston of African American Studies. He is definitely part of the WPFW family and Pacifica family. You can hear him mostly every Friday morning on Esther's show On the Ground and on many other shows throughout Pacifica and on the internet. So welcome, Dr. Horn.
Thank you for inviting me.
And we're so glad you could join us. And then the other person we're so thrilled to have, who just returned from a trip His annual trip to Kemet is Dr. Greg Carr, longtime guest on this program, To Heal DC, and definitely another member of the WPFW family. He is a professor at Howard University with Africana Studies, also a professor at Howard School of Law. And he was twice named the National HBCU Male Faculty Member of the Year at an HBCU. You can hear him on many different places, but perhaps the easiest place for many of us is on YouTube, In Class with Carr, on every Saturday. But if you go to YouTube, In Class with Carr, you can listen to those programs, usually about two-hour program with Karen Hunter. I think they're up to something like 232 shows. Right, Dr. Carr?
Exactly right. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
Good morning.
And Chuck is with us, too. Welcome, Chuck Hicks.
Brother Chuck.
Yes,
We're glad Chuck could be with us. We send prayers and best wishes for the loss of your mom. Well, we know she will remain with you and with us in spirit. I also want to mention that Greg Carr has recently added another radio show to his weekly schedule. He can be heard on Sirius XM Urban View on Friday morning. With that said, before we jump into the show, of course, people know this is the Pledge Drive, the second Monday in the Pledge Drive. Katia is going to be jumping in and helping me, but we have a goal of $800 for the hour. We thankfully made it last week, and we know we can make it this week. We need your support, not just for this show, not only for WPFW, but for the state of the movement in this country. We are in a very dire moment, and we need a strong WPFW. We're going to be talking later in the show about how WPFW was attacked this past week by forces that are not exactly known, but we had trouble with our sound, we had trouble with the internet, and on. That is why we need your support. You can call 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or you can go online to our website, wpfwfm.org, hit the red button, donate now, and make a donation to this show, To Heal DC, or to any show in the WPFW family. And later, when Katia comes on with us, we'll give you the Cash App. But let's jump into this very packed program today. We're going to be talking about Black August, the Democratic National Convention, starting today. And of course, all interlinked with that is Gaza. So let me start with Greg Carr giving a brief introduction about Black August for those people who may not know what it is. But tell us, Greg, about Black August and why it's so important this year, as always.
Well, thank you, Joni. I'm honored as always to be in community with everyone, and you and Chuck. And Chuck, yes, as your mother's spirit rises like Ra, we celebrate her, and she become a powerful ancestor. I stay busy, but I'm just trying to do my little part in the world that Gerald Horn continues to shape. If y'all go to the Activist News Network, you can catch some of yours, Brother Gerald, in terms of everywhere at once. I had in my bag, by the way, going to Kemet. Blows Against the Empire. I stuck that little treasure from Gerald Horn from 2008 from Gerald in my bag to reread as I was over there in the Nile Valley. And as you can imagine, in Egypt, there's a lot of conversation, a lot of concern about what is going on in that region, particularly Gaza, as the Israelis, the latest news, I guess they were in Doha, and then they're actually in Cairo, I think they now call themselves negotiating an end, but to the conflict, or at least a pause, a ceasefire. But the Egyptians are very much on high alert, concerned that at any moment a conflagration could happen that could spark World War III. But in that regard, I tell you, if you want to start somewhere dealing with the question of Black August, there's perhaps no single recent volume. Then Gerald's recent book, Armed Struggle, Panthers, Communists, Nationalists, and Liberals in Southern California through the 60s and 70s, where he puts Black August and those who were involved in the origins of Black August, namely George and Jonathan Jackson, in the larger context of international struggle, as he does always in all of his work, and anchors that work in California, Southern California in particular. And so when we think about Black August, four concepts emerge that are anchored in the work of George Jackson, of course, a field marshal of the Black Panther Party while he was incarcerated at San Quentin Prison in California, a revolutionary who was assassinated at the hands of San Quentin prison guards in August 1971, almost a year to the day that his brother, Jonathan, was killed attempting to break his brother out of prison on August the 7th, 1970, there in California. And of course, Joel writes about that extensively. I'll draw people close attention, particularly to chapter 16 of the book Armed Struggle, where Joel ties a great deal of this together. In a larger context, those four concepts coming out of the work of George Jackson are study, train, fight. And, well, three of the four, study, train, and fight. Study meaning do your intellectual work. When George Jackson was incarcerated, given a sentence of 1 year to basically forever, allowing the prison authorities to determine the course of the rest of his life, he turned to the books, he turned to his comrades, he turned to study. And in that studying, George Jackson developed the kind of discipline that Black August represents, the discipline that allowed enslaved people, oppressed folk, to rebel. August is the month where we saw the rebellion of Nat Turner, and so, it representing so many other rebellions of enslaved people of African descent in the Western Hemisphere. Also, the question of fasting, that's the fourth element, fasting, purifying yourself physically, emotionally, intellectually, showing the discipline to keep one's mind, body, and soul together. We see that kind of discipline that allowed the Africans to survive, for example, those who were captured and dumped into Port Comfort, Virginia in August 1619. Those Africans who found themselves captives in an international conflict between Spain and England, among other great European powers, those Africans were able to survive. And we start talking about training, the idea to develop the capacity to resist across the spectrum, the period of August 1970 and August 1971, and then the decade, basically, of the 1960s and coming forward into the 70s, saw these Africans who found themselves political prisoners, whether it be here in the United States or other places, join in solidarity movements and join in the struggle to train ourselves to be ready to resist, to organize, in other words. It didn't stop the Soledad brothers, who we can talk about a little bit later on, Joel. I hope you'll talk about them, among others, to engage in connecting and organizing for resistance. And we see that in Black August as we talk about freeing all our political prisoners. And then finally, the idea of fighting. Certainly, as we turn now to the opening of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, the parallels are so striking. Can't wait to hear the analysis of the parallels between now and 1968, when we see similar circumstances, not the same, but similar, and understand that this is going to take a fight. And so as you're thinking about it and hopefully committing to pledging to support WPFW, please understand that fighting involves all kinds of things. It isn't just armed struggle, as Gerald writes about. It isn't just intellectual warfare, as Jacob Carruthers and others write about. Sometimes it's as simple as pressing a little red button at the website of WPFWFM.org. Everybody has to engage in the fight. So those are just some of the major pillars of Black, what we now call Black August, a season of discipline applied to the liberation struggle of not only African people, but all those who lift our common humanity.
Thank you, Greg. And Dr. Horn, I would jump in and add to Greg's discussion. Of course, we wish we had more time, but I'm sure you have a lot to say in even a few minutes about Black August.
It's difficult to add to that typically comprehensive presentation and analysis by Greg Carr. I would only say that the legacy of Black August, particularly embodied in the all too brief careers of Jonathan Jackson and George Jackson, is something worthy of pondering and emulating, particularly Jonathan Jackson, who was a precocious teenager when he passed away, who read voluminously, as did his older brother, George Jackson. And that is particularly something I think our younger generation, and in fact, our older generation as well, could well emulate.
Absolutely. And of course, many of us, I'm sure, Gerald, you included, remember those days when they were, that was going on with George and Jonathan Jackson. Of course, Angela Davis very much came into the forefront back then. So I'm sure in your book, Gerald, in your recent book, do you spend a lot of time talking about Black August, the Armed Struggle book? I know you have many, many books. I'm sure they're included in a number of your books, but.
Well, sure. Probably. Black August is reflected in the Haitian Revolution, 1791 to 1804, ignited in August 1791, which leads to a general crisis in the entire slave system that can only be resolved with its collapse. Of course, I wrote the book Confronting Black Jacobins that deals with that subject. My book on the Watts Uprising in Los Angeles, August 1965, the really profound mutiny of Black soldiers in Houston, Texas, in August 1917. That's reflected in my book, Black and Brown, African Americans and Mexican Revolution. So yes, Black August is threaded through a number of works that I have produced, in fact, a number of works that others have produced as well.
Absolutely. And in about 5 minutes, we're going to really focus on asking you to make a pledge, you listeners. But let's jump into, I know we have a lot to cover in a short amount of time, but the Democratic National Convention starts today. Those of you who heard Democracy Now or are on different platforms know that there's going to be quite a lot of protests regarding Gaza from the uncommitted or people still concerned about what's going to happen. Are we going to actually stop the bombing, stop the killing, and what is Kamala going to do? But Greg, do you have any, I just say, a brief commentary about the DNC starting today and how that may or may not impact the genocide that continues on in Gaza?
That everything can change if enough people organize, and to borrow from a phrase that Vice President Harris is using now that had very different use perhaps in earlier generations, when we fight, we win. It's clear that this war can stop when enough people in the world decide that enough is enough. We're back to school now. Anybody who thinks that the campus protests of the spring, which led to the end of the presidencies of two and now three Ivy League presidents, are going to stop, well, they're not paying attention. Those are probably going to resume as Anthony Blinken travels to the region on behalf of the Biden-Harris administration to try to get a ceasefire. As we know, Bibi Netanyahu is interested in no such thing. You know, we're going to see what happens in Chicago this week. again, so many folk here, and all three of you remember 1968 and what happened in the wake, particularly the presidential campaigns in terms of two-party electoral politics in this country, major party, of Jesse Lewis Jackson, who will be honored today at the DNC, which has its own ironies. And I'm not quite sure how you're going to honor a guy who they tried to destroy with the DLC and the Democratic Leadership Council and Bill Clinton and Al Gore, and for that matter, Joe Biden, after the Jackson campaign of 1988. It's going to be very interesting. The Democratic Party is faced with a dilemma. Whereas the mandarins of that party pushed out Joe Biden on his way out, he seemed to have given him a bit of a middle finger by endorsing Kamala Harris. And at that point, grassroots folk took it from there. Black women and then Black men organizing calls immediately, and perhaps threw a monkey wrench in the presidential aspirations of certain senators and governors and the people who backed them in this country. But once it became clear finally that the vice president's nomination was inevitable, the real struggle began. And so I can't wait, particularly to hear all three of you comment on what you see as the parallels. I mean, it's not Vietnam, it's Gaza. It's not Lyndon Baines Johnson. It was Joe Biden. It's not Hubert Humphrey. It's Kamala Harris. And Gerald, I heard you mention a recent book that sent me to the store to acquire. A recent book on the history of 1968 and how, of all people, Billy Graham weighed in to basically make some kind of deal with Lyndon Johnson to say, if you have a little bit less hard support for Hubert Humphrey, perhaps Richard Nixon will help preserve your legacy. So we don't know what kind of deal making is going to take place this week in Chicago, but one thing is for certain, in the unstable world of contemporary US and global politics, everywhere from Venezuela to the Western Sahel to all kinds of places around the world, certainly what is happening in Chicago this week, a lot of it can be determined by how many of us decide to stand athwart and hold our hands and say, stop, the history must go this way instead of the way that you might have planned.
Absolutely. And we're going to ask Gerald Horn to comment more in a moment. But right now, and perhaps Gerald will help us with Katia. Hopefully Katia is on the line there. This is our time when we ask you to support this program to heal D.C., and WPFW. We have a goal of $800. I am not on Zoom, so I don't know if we've had any pledges yet. Katia?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. No, not yet. We don't have anything yet, but we are confident that they will, folks will come through and pledge support as they always do for To Heal DC. As Joni mentioned, we have $800 to go. And as Greg mentioned, you know, to be an activist, you may not be in the streets of Chicago this week or the streets here in DC or anywhere in the world. You may not be able to go to a congressperson's office and demand that they listen to the people, but you can hit that red donate now button on our website at WPFWFM.org. You can make that call that makes the difference. 800-222-9739 or 202-588-9739. These are the things that you can do. And in this way, you are supporting that which supports you and Democracy Now! And To Heal DC and WPFW is just that. We know that we were attacked last week, and we hope that through the vigilance of our technical team, we have moved past that. But that means that we are always under threat. And frankly, when you speak truth to power, you are always under threat. This is no secret. But we also understand there are many more of you, people of conscience, that understands the importance of a free, unembedded media outlet like WPFW, standing strong, and you help us to do that. So the number to call is 800-222-9739 to support Joni's good work and To Heal DC. You can also go online to WPFWFM.org. Freedom is not free, but it is certainly a worthwhile endeavor. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. And don't forget that To Heal DC helps us constantly to keep our humanity intact. They raise the issues and they bring the voices that need to be heard, but that are often marginalized. And so we appreciate that about Joni and Chuck and To Heal DC. And I know that you appreciate it. So please go to the phones right now, 800-222-9739, or online at WPFWFM. And Joni, to your point, that Cash App is $WPFWFM. Just make sure that you put the name of the program that you're supporting in the notes, as well as your full name and email address.
Thank you, Katia. And Katia, for those listeners who may not have been listening last week and may not know some of the history of how the powers that be in this country have tried for decades to sabotage Pacifica, it's nothing new. But it was horrifying as a listener to sit by the radio and hear. I thought something was wrong with my phone or my computer. I couldn't access the internet, and then at other times I could barely hear the guests. It was excruciatingly painful on Saturday afternoon not to hear Von Martin and Brian, who've been on for so many decades. It was hard to listen to because the sound quality was so poor. That, we believe, is because of a deliberate, planned sabotage against Pacifica and WPFW, and I'm sure WBAI as well. This is nothing new, and I'm sure Gerald can tell the story, but Katia, say what happened with the Ku Klux Klan and the tower in Texas.
Yes, well, Joni, the Klan bombed and Gerald probably knows the story better than I do, but the Klan bombed WPFW bombed KPFT twice within months of going on the air, two times. And that was to silence them, you know, just like this denial of service attack. We know that, as they call them, malicious unknowns, wanted to intentionally and did intentionally attack WPFW. And we are trying to unravel that and figure out who it is so it can't happen again. But there are also other forces that would want to remove WPFW from the media landscape. Because again, that is the risk you run when you speak truth to power. When you lift up those things that are unpopular, right? Whatever they are, when they're unpopular, there are always forces that want to silence you. And we see that in how certain marginalized peoples are silenced, right? So it's nothing new. WPFW is going to resist. This is, in fact, Black August, and it is part of what we're going to study, we're going to prepare, and we're going to fight. This is what we're doing right now here at WPFW. And we ask you to join us to be in solidarity in that fight, in that struggle, in that resistance by calling 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org. And yes, when we struggle, we win.
Absolutely. And our engineer is telling me, Greg, when you come back on, apparently you need to stay a little bit further away from the microphone. We're having some sound problems. But I want to jump right in because in a few minutes we're going to get a shocking report about Trayon White being arrested by the FBI. Talk about Black August, talk about sabotage. But I want Gerald to jump in again with any comments about the DNC and the movement to stop the genocide in Gaza. Katia just said that things that are not popular are attacked. But we're not just talking about things that are unpopular. We are challenging the system of capitalism, imperialism, racism in this society. And oftentimes, the people, as is in the case with Gaza, the majority of people want to stop this genocide. But Gerald, in a few moments, any comments about the DNC and where we may stand in terms of a true ceasefire in Gaza?
Well, fortunately, one difference between 1968 and today is that in 1968, we had the pugnacious mayor, Richard Daley, who sicked his police force on peaceful demonstrators. Mm-hmm. 2024, we have Brandon Johnson, who has spoken of genocide occurring in Gaza. We do not expect a replay of 1968 and 2024. And with regard to this attack on WPFW, I'm afraid to say I do not see this as some sort of coincidence or happenstance. I put this in the context of what's happening to Chairman Yeshitela and the African People's Socialist Party on trial for their staunch opposition to U.S. foreign policy. I put it in the context of the raid on the home of dissident Scott Ritter, former UN arms inspector. And Greg Carr has a reputation of being a voracious reader, as do many in your audience. And I would like to add to his list the book by Matthew Connolly, The Declassification Engine, which portrays historically a national security establishment in the United States that's totally out of control. Rogue elements, after perusing this book, you will conclude that January 6, 2021, was hardly happenstance and was involving the complicity at the highest levels of the national security establishment. And interestingly enough, as he points out, for years, the Joint Chiefs of Staff have not kept minutes with regard to their meetings. So we also recall, for example, the rogue elements of the US military led by Douglas MacArthur during the height of the Korean War, when he was forced to resign after being refused in his effort to launch World War III by attacking the People's Republic of China. So we are in the midst of a dire struggle right now, whether we know it or not, which means that now more than ever, we need a strong WPFW. And Joni, give that phone number again if people want to phone in a pledge.
Okay, it's 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. And of course, Gerald Horn, you and many of us remember and have studied greatly similar periods in this country. Of course, it never really goes away, but some of us lived through the McCarthy period during the 1950s, when things like this were, of course, very commonplace and much, much more. And we lived through COINTELPRO. And certainly WPFW has been a target of COINTELPRO for decades. So this is not new, what's going on now, but everyone needs to pay attention to this, as Gerald has talked about and Greg Carr as well. This, Johnny? I don't know if we could call it creeping fascism, but we definitely are in a dangerous moment. Yes.
Joni.
Yes.
I just want to say briefly that I was in Chicago in 1968, and I was in the street the entire time. And it is just, I mean, the conditions are very, very similar in some ways. Chicago was about Vietnam, stopping what we were doing in Vietnam. And now it's the Palestinians and what Israel is doing to them. And it's just a fight that never gives up, but it was an incredible experience that I will never forget. And the fear and the brutality that was put up, but it was launched at all of us in Chicago, and experiences in terms of we burned draft cards, we got chased, we got beat, just, but we stood our ground, we fought, we made a difference. And the people who are, those of us who are out and will be in Chicago, stand your ground, and we can make a difference.
Absolutely. And of course, Chuck, we are very proud of you and your family background, standing up to make a difference with your dad, the founder of the Deacons for Defense in Bogalusa, Louisiana, and your mom standing there right with him. So they certainly understood the importance of standing up against racism, against fascism, etc. And speaking up of the need to stand up, I was horrified yesterday to read suddenly last night that our own Trayon White, the council person for Ward 8, who has been mentored by Marion Barry, was arrested I'm very upset about this horrific news, by the FBI. And I don't know if we have on the air Jeremiah Lara. He was going to call in and give us an update. Jeremiah, are you there? If not, perhaps Mike can call Jeremiah. He promised to call in. Trayon White, a native Washingtonian, 40 years old, has been serving on the city council since 2016. And of course, he represents Ward 8, which has the highest rate of poverty, certainly in the city, probably one of the highest rates in the country. He did introduce a program to address poverty in the city, but of course, that was not even discussed. He represents the area of the city that has the highest rates of any possible health problem you could imagine, from kidney disease, one of the highest rates in the world, to on and on and on. And yet, and of course, over the years, there has been high rates of killings, murders, police violence, et cetera. Trayon always out there for the people, whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He is a young man who is very committed to serving the people. Some of us remember how he was attacked absurdly to promote greater division between and confusion between Jews and Black people. He was attacked really horrifically. And certainly as soon as they report that, they bring this up. We are going to be standing by Trayon. They have not even announced what he's being charged with. And I can remember back in the day when I worked in the city social services. Ever since the mid-80s, they used to come to our offices and try to go through all of our files to find something on Marion Barry. They never found anything, but they would come every week to try to set him up. They spent millions of dollars doing that. And I am sure that they have been trying to set up Trayon for quite some time. And we're not going to stand by quietly to let this young man. He's in jail. He's in the D.C. jail, which is not a safe place to be in terms of the heat, horrific food, etc. Apparently, they're going to announce today exactly what he is charged with. So we will be continuing to cover that story. And again, I got quite a number of calls last night. We have people around the city who are praying for him, but we're going to do more than pray. We're going to stand for Trayon White, who has stood for the people, who stood for certainly the least of these in this city. And how they can somehow find the, I mean, it's not a surprise that the FBI would do this. They have nothing. This is a perfect thing for them to do. They're not going to be focusing on trying to help the people in Ward 8 who need decent access to healthy food. It's a food desert. They need improvements in the schools, et cetera. No, they're going to arrest this young man who has stood for the people for decades, a 40-year-old man trained by Marion Barry, supported by Marion Barry, supported by William Lockridge. And I'm sorry to even report this news. It's extremely upsetting, and we will be continuing to cover it as we move forward. I guess Jeremiah didn't call in. I'm getting texts. Other people want to call, but Greg.
Yes, Joni.
Yes, hello?
This is Damian, Joni, and you're 100% correct, Joni. We need to support and pray for Trayon right now. This was a direct attack on a young Black man with no accusations. They just arrest him. So we definitely have to bring our community and share the message that we need to support Trayon and get behind him, because this is horrific. Like you was mentioning, Joni, just to have the report on this is a sad Monday for Ward 8, I think. And I feel really sad on this Monday just to be able to start the week on this news. We need to pray strongly. We will be setting up different actions, if necessary, Joni, to bring more attention to this, supporting Trayon.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Damien. We have very little time for this, but you're right. We will be following up, and people should be listening to the news. I'm sure they will not be accurately reporting what's going on, but I stand, and To Heal DC stands with Trayon White. We have only about 3 more minutes before our next pitch break. Dr. Carr, do you have anything to comment about this situation? I know Trayon was also close with Dick Gregory and very much a part of the community. So this was shocking news. Of course, nothing should surprise us here in this in this city, in this country. Anything you'd like to say, or Gerald?
Shocking, but not shocking. I mean, the only thing I would add to it is that this brother, as you said, is a ubiquitous presence. He's everywhere all the time. He works in the spirit of Marion Barry. And so it's not shocking at all, because those who fight for the least of these are always the enemy of those who fight to preserve the hierarchy that exists. And the FBI going against Trayon White, you know, as he is there, we not only pray for him, we will fight for him, because, you know, the FBI is not our friend. We know that. And there's a history of targeting, particularly Black elected officials who stand with the people. So Trayon, you're not alone, brother. And we're gonna get you out of there. And we're gonna continue to fight until we build a kind of society that won't do these kind of things.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna ask Gerald, although this is a long story as well, but as we think about Black August and the McCarthy period and the attacks against activists, Gerald, I know you also remember, I think it was August 27, 1949, when Paul Robeson was attacked at a concert in, I think it was Peekskill, was that New Jersey or New York?
New York.
And you want to just make a comment, perhaps, about that story?
Well, sure.
Or anything you'd like to say.
Okay. Robeson, the late great singer, activist, actor, linguist, was providing his talents for a concert for an organization called the Civil Rights Congress, led by his close comrade and friend, William L. Patterson, who went on to become a counselor to the Black Panther Party, a leader of the campaign to free Angela Davis, when they were set upon by bigots, by neo-fascists, with the complicity of the authorities. They came back a few days later to show that they would not be intimidated and receive the same kind of maltreatment and mistreatment. And I think that this is emblematic of the uphill climb that strugglers for justice have faced in this country. Paul Robeson was also confronted with COINTELPRO, the mid-1950s, the counterintelligence program, which also afflicted Dr. King, the Black Panther Party, et al. And as I said a moment or two ago, we have a number of pressing needs in our movement, but high on the list should be reining in this out-of-control national security establishment. And the recent detention and arrest of Comrade Trayon is just further evidence of the felt need to rein in these agents who increasingly resemble Gestapo agents.
Absolutely, they do. Absolutely. And Katia, it's time again for us to encourage people to support this show and this radio station. And we know we're in a very dire time. We know that if we don't come together, things can get worse. We've seen things get worse throughout history. We also seen things get better. But that's why we need you now. And again, Katia or Mike can tell, have we gotten any pledges? Yeah,
we have, Joni. We want to say thank you to Anonymous out of Silver Spring. And Mike, if you could ring the bell, they are a new member. Thank you for joining us, Anonymous. We need $700. And really, folks, between Dr. Carr, Dr. Horn, and Joni, they've laid out all the reasons you need to support a liberatory medium like WPFW, Pacifica Radio, in the nation's capital. Whether we're talking about this case now of Trayon White being arrested, or we're talking about the Uhuru 3 and what they're going through at this moment in Florida, or we're talking about the attack that happened here at WPFW last week. Again, there are forces that do not honor and do not want our liberation. The masses are much better, or they are much better servants when they are ignorant. We have to always remember that knowledge is truly power. And once you have knowledge, you can liberate yourself and others, but you need knowledge to do it. And that is what WPFW offered you. That is what To Heal DC offers you. And I dare say a number of other programs on WPFW offer you. So please be in solidarity with us and with To Heal DC right now by going to the phones and pledging your support. 800-222-9739, $700 to go. Or you can go online to WPFWFM.org if you prefer that local number. That's 202-588-9739. And of course, our Cash App is $WPFWFM. And spread the word about To Heal DC, this fabulous program that airs every Monday, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. And the great work that Joni, who is an activist, as many on WPFW are, they bring what they're doing off air to our air. We are grateful for that. We want to be grateful for your support. And we remain grateful, of course, because you've kept us here since 1977. But we want to say thank you again and again. So please make that call that makes the difference. $700 to go to support Joni and To Heal DC. 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org.
And of course, we thank everyone. Last week, we were able to bring in $100. And I might say our goal is a little bit higher, Katia, than the other talk shows. So we still have $700 to go. We know we can do it. And we know how important this is. Again, we are at another pivotal moment in this nation's history. And keeping WPFW strong is very important right now as we're at this juncture. We don't know what's going to happen in the upcoming months. And again, I would say as a child of activists who were persecuted during the McCarthy period, we do not want to go through, make that situation any worse for more and more people when they cannot get jobs as a public school teacher because of their beliefs, when they can't when they're denied all kinds of rights, when they have to go sometimes into hiding. This has happened in this country, certainly in the 50s. It's happened during COINTELPRO. We saw what happened with the Black Panthers and many other organizations. And WPFW and Pacifica has long been targeted. So we need your support right now. We need it now more than ever. We have a few minutes left to go. And Gerald, I know you can speak a lot about the horrific periods of the past, but anything else you would want to share about this particular moment that we're in now in our history, and what we need to do as organizers and as community activists,
and also as analysts, thinkers, and intellectuals? Because at the end of the day, despite the enormous publicity and the so-called honeymoon that Vice President Harris has received, the poll suggests that in a number of the so-called swing states, that Mr. Trump is ahead. And these national polls are not necessarily dispositive, because we all know that a U.S. presidential election is 50 plus different elections. And Hillary Rodham Clinton can tell you that you can get the most votes and lose. So we are staring down the barrel of a gun with regard to this impending neo-fascism that, if we're not careful, will descend upon us all. There was a shot over the bow with the detention of Councilman Trayon White, the attack on WPFW. And so now more than ever, we need our loyal listeners to step up. You not only need to step up in terms of taking to the streets, you also need to step up in terms of pledging to WPFW. And what's that number again, Joni?
202-588-9739. The website, wpfwfm.org. Hit the big donate now button and make a pledge to this show, to Heal DC, or any other show in our WPFW family. And again, we were having trouble with the phones last week. We're having trouble with the website and the sound. And again, this is no accident. So thankfully today, you are going to be able to make a pledge if you call those numbers or if you go online.
Well, and Joni, people are responding. We want to say thank you to Anonymous out of Jackson, Tennessee. Thank you, Anonymous. They say, wow, Thanks for a great program. Every one of you is appreciated, and we appreciate you. And they went on our website at wpfwfm.org to do it. You can also call 800-222-9739 or 202-588-9739. We have $600 to go, Joni. I just interrupted because we can do this, folks. 13 minutes to do it. We can do it together. Support that which supports you. Support To Heal DC and the great work of Joni Eisenberg and her guests and her co-host in Chuck. We do this together. We don't do it without you. It's as simple as that. Since 1977.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really drew me to Pacifica and to WPFW with Tom Porter back in the 90s was its commitment to and its understanding of the history of this country and the oppression, the racism, the classism, et cetera. And that yet we were willing and able to stand up and speak the truth. Greg, anything else you would like to say about the importance of this moment in time that we're facing and the need to support Pacifica and to support each other?
Yeah, let me just say something very quickly. I know we don't have a lot of time. You know, just when I thought that Gerald Horn couldn't do any more. And I understand there's a new book. I heard you mention there's a new book on slavery in DC that you have in your head that's coming through your fingers to us soon. But, you know, he's been everywhere in cyberspace, on YouTube and on various platforms, and all this stuff is available. There was a time when that wasn't the case. That hasn't been said, and we're all doing work in places helping to communicate and connect and build community with folks in cyberspace, whether it be websites and platforms and YouTube and places like that. But nothing displaces radio. for so many of our people. It isn't cable television, it isn't TikTok, or for many of our people, it is the voices that we hear right now that come through on radio. And WPFW has been stalwart in this. Listening to Tom Porter in recent days talk about his experience with the Jackson campaigns of 84 and 88, and bringing up one of your comrades, Joni, the great John, Jack O'Dell, talking about those insurgencies and how two-party politics tried to blunt them, it is very important as we think about electoral politics now that we have that context. But that's only going to happen in places like WPFW. And the last thing I will say is make that pledge. Make that pledge so that these voices not only continue, but strengthen, because we're in a moment now when everything is being renegotiated. Over half the people in the world live in countries that had elections this year. And whether it be folks everywhere from Thailand to Mexico, everywhere from England to you name it, what we're faced with is people facing the existential crises that plague us, whether it be climate change or unleashed capital unregulated by any state. And the United States of America could go in any direction. If you read Gerald's work, particularly when he talks about the crisis of white supremacy or the structural violences that threaten to implode the contemporary formation of nation states that he's written about extensively, we're at an inflection point in human history. In fact, the whole species may be at risk. And this is the time you have to have information that you can trust in an ocean of things that spew like fire hoses, and you don't know what to trust and what not to trust. You can trust WPFW. But only if there is a WPFW. And for that to happen, you can intervene directly to do something about that. So make that pledge.
202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And I'm glad that we just mentioned Tom Porter. Tom Porter is the reason I am on the air. And of course, Tom Porter worked very closely with the Jesse Jackson campaign back in the 80s. So we are proud of Tom and the history. Some of us call him the godfather of WPFW. He coined the phrase jazz and justice, and he is one of the many reasons why WPFW is as strong as it is. Gerald, your final words in these last few moments. We are very thankful that both you and Greg Carr could be on together.
Well, where else can you find reliable information about what's taking place historically as we speak in the city of Chicago? Not only with genocide in historic Palestine being front and center, but the protesters who are now stepping off in these marches are also putting front and center police terror, workers' rights, women's reproductive freedom, etc. Where else but WPFW can you get on the ground reports about what's taking place in Chicago that will be reshaping the political conversation in this nation and helping us to blunt the surge of creeping neo-fascism?
Absolutely, creeping neo-fascism. And again, as we said last week, make a pledge in honor of some of your ancestors, your own ancestor, or some of our WPFW ancestors, including Damo Smith, A.C. Byrd, Dorothy Healy, Nap Turner, on, the people who gave us much joy and much information, Gaston Neal, over the years.
The great Dory Ladner, no question.
Yes, that's right, Greg. Come on, folks, make a pledge in honor of Dory. You know, Dory is part of our family, Chuck and I, and certainly Greg, we're very, very, very close to Dory, so I feel like she's still listening to us and she's still rooting to us. Please, someone out there, make a pledge in honor of Dory Ladner. Make a pledge in honor of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee who brought us Marion Barry. If it wasn't for SNCC, Marion probably never would have come here. So we need to make a pledge. Make a pledge in honor of Marion Barry, who is also very much a part of this show and of WPFW. Make a pledge of Marion Barry. And Marion Barry's spirit will continue to be with us as we walk through whatever they're going to try to do to Trayvon White. But again, this radio station has an important history in standing up to power, standing up against power, and standing up for the people. So make a pledge. I don't know if we got any closer than we were before, if we still need $700 to go, but we made it last week. And some of our programmers, such as Miyuki, can raise $2,000-$3,000 in 2 or 3 minutes. So we could do it as well. 202-588. Go on, Katia.
I was just saying, we need 600, and we can do it, Joni. We have 6 minutes. That's $100 a minute, 800-222-9739.
And we can do it, as Chuck calls it, on layaway. And Brother Jamil played the song. I forget who sings that song about put it on layaway. But you could make a donation on layaway by making a sustaining pledge for as little as $10 a month. And $10 a month would come out to $120 donation, or $15 a month, $20 a month. We know that some of you can indeed afford that. And that would be an easy way of doing it for some of you who feel like who do not have $100 in your pocketbook or your pocket, but might be able to make that sustaining pledge. 202-588-9739. And we have a lot of exciting shows coming up later in the day. I know Mimi Rosenberg is doing a very special show on Black August at 7 p.m. Ambrose Lane's doing an important show at 5 p.m. to the east. He'll be talking about the crisis within the Unity healthcare system. Of course, Dr. Watkins at 2 p.m. talking about health and much, much more. So again, Chuck, you have a final comment, although we're just about out of time.
Yes, I do. Just simply make a pledge for yourself. Because what WPFW stands for, just make a pledge because you believe in WPFW. And just don't say it, but do it. Make a pledge just for yourself. Thank you.
And we believe that another world is possible. Another community and another country is possible. But we have to come together to make it happen and stop the attacks on our activists in our community. Again, we're going to be standing for Treon. I'm sure it'll be all over the news what they're going to charge him with. And I'm sure that most of it is not true. They don't put all over the news the good things that he's done. We never hear about those things. So if you want to hear the truth, what people are really doing in the community to support the people, stay tuned to WPFW. And thank you, Magic Mike. And let's go out with a little bit of that song with Dick Gregory and Ayanna Gregory. Warriors Rise.
The values they gave, we have internalized. Oppression so deep, we are desensitized. As we stand in the final hour, you can't afford to give away your power. Don't sleep off the lies they tell. They think you're gonna fall, but they don't know you well. Earth is gonna tremble, you just stand your ground. Warriors have faith in where your strength is found. Yes, I realize the battle is hard. We gon' go to war with the armor of God. Let your fire burn down all hypocrisy and rebirth the world ready to be free. Dream a life beyond what you see and finally become what you were meant to be.
And we want to thank Anonymous from Washington, D.C. She appreciates the host, the station, and all of the workers. Dial 202-588-9739 or 800-222-9739.
From Rahsaan Roland Kirk to Asada Shakur, WPFW has been your go-to for cultural and political education since 1977. Your contributions have allowed us to uphold the mission of liberatory media set forth by our founders. August 11th through the 24th presents another opportunity to support WPFW during our summer pledge drive. Donations can also be made anytime at WPFWFM.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Ah! Equal Portions is delighted to join Jazz and Justice Radio, WPFW, every Monday at 1 p.m. beginning August 5th. We're talking everything food justice, interviewing folks across all sectors, and playing the hottest new DMV music with your host, Sasha Lamira.
Hey, y'all. On Equal Portions, we'll be discussing all aspects of the way we interact with food, from the problems affecting our communities to the history and the story of the food around us and the local individuals within the food community. That's Equal Portions, Mondays at 1 p.m. on WPFW.